Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, partly cloudy, a low of 32. Kenosha police say a missing teenager has been found safe. 18-year-old Destiny Wiley was located at a West Dallas hospital and with the assistance of that department is being reunited with her family. Kenosha police issued a news release Monday saying Wiley, who has several disabilities and requires regular medication, left her home last Friday. It was believed she would travel to the Milwaukee area where she used to live. Phase 1 study work will continue at least for now on a proposed multi-use event center for Racine's Lakefront, while the Common Council meeting again included a mixed community response to the issue. Scott Orbenberger called the arena a boondoggle, which never came up in this week's Visioning a Great Racine get-together, but is a hot community topic.
After the election, we have, as everyone knows, had great division, consternation, arguments, and what I call post-election derangement syndrome, where everybody on both sides of the aisle thinks that it's the end of the world. Interestingly enough, you've come up with the one thing that has unified people on the far left and the far right.
Andy Meyer said this could be the new Lake Geneva or things like that, where the downtown is packed on the weekends.
The city owes it to itself to move forward for phase 1 and get all the information that's needed and then make a decision from there. But there's no reason why we shouldn't educate ourselves to the fullest extent that we can and just shutting it down before we even know if it's feasible or what impact it can have on the city.
The council last night on an 8-6 vote rejected immediate reconsideration of the previous event center study funding approval while sending it to the Committee of the Whole the week of April 16th. The next elected mayor of the city of Racine to replace John Dickert will be chosen at the end of a lengthy and somewhat complicated process City Attorney Scott Letney presented to the council's Committee of the Whole, but it doesn't start until the specific resignation date. Letney said state law allows the council to appoint a replacement for the rest of the mayor's term, April of 2019, but city ordinance forbids it, leaving only the option of an interim appointment and a special election.
Whoever is elected is qualified and then takes office. So upon Mayor Dickert's resignation, the president of the Common Council automatically becomes acting mayor. There's no action of the Common Council that has to occur. It's just automatic. Following that, the acting mayor serves until a mayor is appointed on an interim basis. People will often call this person the interim mayor. Technically, it's the mayor serving on an interim basis.
Letney noted the Committee of the Whole could meet ahead of Mayor Dickert's resignation date and recommend procedural moves for an official council vote following the submission. There will be a recount of the votes in Racine's third aldermanic district race that saw incumbent Mike Shields lose by 5 votes to challenger John Tate, but the recount has to wait on the official canvass to conclude. City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin said the canvass will take place Monday and should be done by the afternoon. Shields was expecting to also run for council president off his reelection bid, which is another part of the recount equation. The top Republican in the Wisconsin Assembly has a list of his own demands when it comes to the state's next road budget. Speaker Robin Voss sent a letter to lawmakers on joint finance, formally opposing the plan to add the I-94 East-West project in Milwaukee County to the building plan, while the North-South project in Racine County remains unfinished going back to last year. Voss's letter indicates the rest of the state should not suffer because of the demands from Milwaukee. It was a relatively small fire in the hallway of an apartment building at 2214 Washington Avenue in Racine about mid-afternoon Wednesday, but the investigator is asking for any information that might help determine how it started. Firefighters responded to a 911 call and found a piece of what had been burning carpet already extinguished. A news release says the fire was contained to a second-floor hallway, but smoke filled the rest of the building, which had to be cleared until the evacuated residents could return. Damage is estimated at $300. Friends of the Racine Public Library are holding their members-only spring sale of books, DVDs, CDs, records, VHS tapes, cassettes, magazines, sheet music, and puzzles until 6 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow and Saturday, the general public is invited from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Proceeds support the programs, services, and collections at the lakefront facility. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.